Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
F. Scott Fitzgerald, a native of St. Paul, became a literary legend by writing works that writer Patricia Hampel says are essential to understanding what it was to be an American in the 20th century.
Two books that are always on everybody's top 10 list of American novels are The Great Gatsby and Tender is the Night, both by him. That can't be said about any other American novelist.
Fitzgerald spent his boyhood in Old St. Paul near the cathedral. Though he left the city to pursue a career in writing, Hampel says Fitzgerald returned to St. Paul again and again.
He was very much attached to this place. He didn't want to live here. He had a kind of romance about the Midwest, and his Midwest was St. Paul.
Fitzgerald and his wife Zelda became icons of the 1920s jazz age and had a penchant for high living that often landed them in the gossip pages. Throughout his life, Fitzgerald struggled with alcoholism. He died in 1940 at age 44 from a heart attack. Supporters say Fitzgerald should not be remembered for his peccadilloes. Instead, the St. Paul-born novelist should be regarded as the voice of his generation and as one of the finest writers in American history.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPRS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.